Okay, today I'm going to be showing you why women never want to feel like they are your best option when you are dating them. And I'm also going to be showing you step by step exactly why women need to feel that you can potentially date and or attract somebody better. This is going to be a very in-depth video, not only showing you why this is going to help your dating life and your relationships, but I'm even going to be showing you specific psychological principles that you can use to really raise the attraction of the women that you're starting to date or the women that you have high desire for. Now, after this video is over, I have a totally free presentation for you. The link is in the description. That presentation is called MBT, which stands for Masculine Behavioral Techniques. Now, this is an exact rinse and repeat process that you can use to go way further in your dating life at a way quicker pace compared to majority of all other men. So once today's video is over, I want you to be sure to go down below and click the link in the description and check that out. I made it just for you. Okay, so here's exactly why women need to feel that you can potentially attract somebody better. The women that you date never want to feel that she is the best that you can do. If she at any time feels like she is the best that you can do, meaning she is the most beautiful, she's the most feminine, she's the most attractive that you can get, this is going to massively decrease her desire for you. And in fact, I would say she would probably exit your life within a week or two. And you're going to notice a very big pullback. She's going to have a very big decrease in desire. She's not going to want to be intimate with you. And you're going to notice that she starts to not like you at all. So if she feels that she is the best that you can do, the first thing that you are going to notice is she will grow contempt for you. Now, that means she's going to naturally think that you are low value. And then what will happen is hypergamy will not be satisfied. Well, if hypergamy is not satisfied, that means now she senses zero discrepancy in sexual market value between you and her, and now she's going to exit. Now, I'm going to tell you this. This is unanimous across majority of the women that you're going to date. This is not something that she can control. This is the female nature or even just her biology and what she's naturally responding to, okay? She will sense no discrepancy in sexual market value and then she'll exit. That's why a lot of these truths that I teach you guys, you have to just make sure you accept them. It's not something that she can control. It's not something that you can control. It just is the way that the world is. So men demonstrate the discrepancy in sexual market value all wrong. Majority of guys are demonstrating this completely wrong. The first thing that they do is they think that they can mainly do this through like looks, okay? So they're like, oh, you know, my style's on point and I look really good, but this is not what's going to make her feel anything. All you're doing at this point is you're basically competing with her beauty. And this is a totally wrong way of going about it. The next is guys will look at their status. Okay, status may help you attract women, but that's not going to do anything to maintain the feelings of desire so she wants to keep seeing you. The same thing goes for money. Status and money, while they may help attract, okay, they are not necessarily going to do anything to make the woman feel where she's going to want to stick around. The feeling of being able to look up to that man, the feeling of being able to respect that man, all of those feelings only come through how you act, which is what I'm going to be showing you in a little bit here. Now, the first thing that you actually want to do, instead of focusing on all the basic looks, money, status stuff that you hear, the first thing you want to do is you want to focus on your body language, okay? Your body language and how you move, how you carry yourself, is the only thing that will show a true discrepancy in SMV, in sexual market value. Now, I'm going to give you some examples of this. The examples I'm going to give you is specific examples of demonstrating high value or social authority. Okay, the reason why social authority is so important is because whenever I'm teaching you guys, I always try to think back and go, what would the men do 1,000 years ago? Okay, when sports cars were not invented, when cryptocurrency was not invented, how would you actually demonstrate social proof and social authority that signals survival value to the woman? Okay, this is what I'm looking at. So what I'm looking at, the first thing is I'm going to be focusing on body language. So let me give you some examples. On dates, one of the things that you would do or that you could do is you would look away. You look away, or from time to time you start gazing at the scenery. Well, if you're gazing at the scenery, what you're actually doing is you're shifting your attention. If you're shifting your attention off of the date or off of if you're not giving your full undivided attention to the woman on that date at that split second, She will sit there and look at you and go, there's other things right now in this split second that seem more important to him. This is going to signal a discrepancy in sexual market value. Another thing, or another example, would be never initiating any sort of hand-holding or any sort of intimacy. This is going to signal that your attraction level is not at that point where you want to do those things. So let me give you an example. Most guys, if they say, hey, let's go watch a movie at my house, and they're sitting on the couch with the girl, they'll oftentimes snuggle up. Well, how do you invert that? You invert that by leaning away. You show that your desire is not high enough where you're wanting to do that. Another example would be if you, let's say you guys are sitting on the couch watching a movie. If I had a blanket and I was cold, I would only put it on myself. That way, if she wants to share it, she can come to me and she can say, hey, I want a corner of the blanket too. All of these things signal high sexual market value. Let me give you more examples. Eyes, ears, and mannerisms. So when you are, let's say, listening to the woman, if you go, what do you mean? Well, now what you're doing is you're making her repeat herself. If she's repeating herself, she's naturally thinking, why is he not paying attention? Take this one step further. You are never giving your full focus because you seem like you are in your own world. That is frame. Okay, this level of frame of being in your own world and operating how you want to operate is going to be far superior to any sort of masculine frame tactics where you're trying to pull all these strings and use all these fake tactics to appear high value. When you're operating this way and you're actually in your own world, that is a guy with frame. She's going to say things like, I wonder if I can try to make him a better person. I wonder if I can fix all of these flaws. Let me use my feminine touch and my feminine spirit to try to make sure that I make him better, okay? Now she has something to work on, she has a project to fix, and you all of a sudden are the guy that she's trying to obtain the approval from. Now, I'll give you another example. What you're gonna hear them say oftentimes is they'll say things like, you know, I want a man who just listens to me. But the truth is that oftentimes you're going to notice that if you listen to that sort of narrative, and you're always an active listener, you're always a shoulder to cry on, you're always there and present, you're going to notice a massive decrease in respect because you're not carrying yourself with the masculine attitude that demonstrates the true discrepancy in sexual market value that she needs to truly satisfy hypergamy. So the second thing that you would want to do is you want to focus on verbal mannerisms that signal high value. What would be a verbal mannerism that signals high value? That's a lot to take in, but just stick with me. So when I think of verbal mannerisms, I want to think of this one question. I say to myself, how would a king of the royal land or of royal land carry himself 1,000 years ago? If you were a total king 1,000 years ago, how would you act? Well, the first thing that you would do is you would speak and you would move only on your own clock. Okay? You are operating on your time horizon. So you maybe would speak slow. Okay, you're going to speak slower. If you speak slower to a woman and you carry the cadence of that conversation, you're going to watch her actively listen and start to match your cadence. If she's matching your cadence, language-wise, she's now in your frame. She's naturally going to be attracted to you. This is what I'm telling you. She can't even help it. Her attraction is just naturally going to raise. Another thing that I would look at is I would look at hand gestures that are maybe dismissive or hand gestures that signal that I'm operating on my own time. If you say, or no, or not gonna listen. Okay, notice the hand gestures, the movements, you're signaling that you move on your time. Another thing that you can do is you can use elongated vowels. It shows more emphasis into certain things. So she says, hey, do you want this? Or why don't you like that? And you say, no. And you lean into your accent. That's going to signal power or passion. If you don't like chocolate ice cream and she's sitting there trying to convince you to eat some chocolate ice cream, instead of just saying no, if you go, no, get it away, no. That right there, it's going to show that you're serious. Elongated vowels can help. These are just little things. Some of you maybe are listening to this and you're like, man, I've never thought that communication and subcommunication goes that deep. It truly does. A woman is always gauging your sexual market value on how you carry yourself. So what I'm going to tell you is this. You want to actually move at your own pace, okay? Another example would be to exit the date first. Always exit first. If you're looking at your watch or you're looking at your phone and you see what time it is, even if you guys are in the middle of great conversation, you move at your pace. You say, well, time for bed. I got to get going. And when you do that, it shows frame. When you do that, it shows you move at your own pace. When you do that, it shows that she is not the center of your world that you're trying to please. So here's what I'm going to tell you. Women don't fall in love with the man. Women fall in love with how the man acts. Because how you act is the only thing that dictates how she feels. So let me give you an example. Let's take the same dude, the same guy in both these situations. Okay, same guy. In this example, he acts low value with weak body language. He acts needy and he acts in love. Okay, he's going to get ghosted. Now take that same guy, okay, same guy. His voice sounds the same, his haircut's the same, his clothing is the same. But now let's reverse it. Now he acts non-needy. He acts like he's never in love. And the most important part is that he acts as if he's had better. Now she loves him. Same guy. This is what I'm telling you. Women do not fall in love with the man. Women only fall in love with how the man acts. And this is why women need to feel that you can always potentially get somebody better or more attractive than the current option that you are dating. If you like this video, I want you to hit the like button. I also want you to go down below, click the link in the description, and check out that full-length webinar presentation that I put together specifically for you. And we'll see you in the next one.